This afternoon on the Legends of Greyhound Hockey, my special guest, hometown legend, Tim Rose, joins us. Tim, thanks for taking time to give us an interview here.
Oh, you're welcome, Spank. It's good to see you. It's been many years.
Well, Timmy, the fans certainly remember you in the red and white. Steady defenseman, tough as nails, pound for pound, maybe one of the toughest in the league back in the days. You're 168 games over four seasons with the Greyhounds, 11 goals, 71 assists, 82 points, 426 penalty minutes. Let's first tell the Greyhound listeners a little bit how you became a member of the Sioux Greyhounds, played some minor hockey here in the Sioux. Tell us all about it.
I started at the Pee Wee Arena. My final year was with the Pee Wee Rep team. I had Don Carrillo as our coach, and actually he put me on, I was a right winger. And then from there I went downtown to Sioux Major, I was with the Goma Contractor Organization. And first year Bantam, I played for Lou Contini. And the following year, I ended up playing 3 years midget with a very good coach, Johnny Primali. And he groomed us for wherever we were going next. And my turn was junior A, because at that time, the organization was allowed to protect five players. So after that, I made the club, the Greyhound Club, and it was all history.
Well, Timmy, your rookie season, 45 games in the red and white, 3 goals, 13 assists, 16 points, 96 penalty minutes. The team in 75-76 did quite well, defeated the Oshawa Generals 6-4 in that first round, and lost to the Sudbury Wolves 9-5 in that quarters. We remember that series well. People lined up at the old gardens. Some of the players that you played with that first year, Mike Kozicki, John Travella, Doug Patey, Como, Hardy, Carlucci, Coolis, Freya, Hartsburg, Mancuso, Galazzi, the list goes on. Muzz McPherson was a coach. My favorite goalie, Dave Legree, was a member of that team. Tell us a little bit about your first season as a Hound.
Yes, it was quite an experience. I walked into that team, and there was a lot of second- and third-year players. And I believe there was only maybe 4 or 5 rookies on that club. I mean, besides the coach, and it was an experience. We Mike Kozicki and Johnny Tavella, Dougie Patey, they were all good hockey players. That was the first year, I believe, we made the playoffs for the Sioux Greyhounds.
Year number two for yourself, Timmy, the 76-77 season, again, the team quite well, 1 year under your belt. Some rookies come in, Toots Kovacs, Arthur Rutland joined the team, Gordy Larmer, Kumo, Ted Nolan was a rookie, Watson, another rookie, Dave Mancuso, Tim Coolis on that team. Yourself, 43 games, 1 goal, 17 assists, 18 points, 108 penalty minutes. Tell us a little bit about year number two, how it went for yourself.
It was a good year. We had a good friend of mine, Brian Galazzi, and Art Rutland. We had a lot of local kids come in to the organization, and we made some trades for Paul Mancini and Dave Watson. And I believe, we had Timmy Coolis also. He was a tough cookie. And yeah, we made the playoffs again that year against, we beat Peterborough, and we lost to Ottawa in 4 games.
Timmy, just compare hockey back then, a defenseman back then stayed home. It was tough to stand in front of the net, unlike today's defenseman jumping up on plays. Just tell us a little bit the differences you see today and what it was back when you played.
Yeah, it was from day, even from my first year, it was tough hockey. Like from the time you stepped on the ice, like you didn't even talk to the opposing team, and it was a tough grind. You protected the goalie in front of your net, and that's what they expected you. You moved the puck up, let the forwards do their thing. Hartsey was a more of a two-way defenseman. He'd go up with the play, and he was good. But yeah, that's what I remember. as the seasons went on, like my third year changed a bit. The first couple of years they were tough days.
You talk about your third season, Tim. A great season for yourself. 45 games played, 3 goals, 30 assists, 33 points, 127 penalty minutes. Team did quite well. They defeated the Kingston Canadians 6-4 points to 4 in that first round. And then that great series of the Ottawa 67s, the team, the Greyhounds, lost 9 points to 7 in that quarterfinal series. A couple players come in. Wayne Gretzky, a rookie on that team, he joins. Lucas was on that team, Hartsburg, Nolan, Boyd, Galazzi, Jarrett, Mancuso, Toots Kovacs, Muzz McPherson started as the coach and then eventually replaced by Paul Terrio. Jenner and Lachlan were the goalies. Tell us a little bit about that season, how it went.
Yes, that was we got Wayne Gretzky, and who would ever thought that when I first saw him, Dave and I, Mancuso, looked at each other and we thought, oh my. We got a little skinny guy. He's a number one draft. But sure enough, it was unbelievable the stuff he did. Even when he went pro, he just broke all kinds of records. And we had a good team that year. Tootsie Kovacs, good friend of mine, and Kenny Hruska, Greg Defilis, Hartsey, Mike Boyd, and... That was the year we I think you said earlier, we beat Kingston and went to semifinals against Ottawa and lost out in 7 games, I think it was.
Share a story from inside that dressing room with Muzz McPherson. He was eventually replaced. We'll talk about Paul Terrio momentarily here, but just share a little bit about Muzz.
Well, that year there, Muzz I got more. Muzz left, and then we brought Paul in. And I still remember the day Paul Terrio come in the dressing room, and he was dressed in his gray sweatpants and gray sweat top. He had his skates on, and he had his clipboard in his hand and a whistle around his neck, and he meant business. And we weren't used to seeing a coach like that. We were used to Muzz and his little belly sticking out in his polyester pants. And I looked over at Craig, and he looked over at me, and I looked at Brian, I looked at Toots, and we just go, oh my God, are we in trouble? But Paul was the best thing that happened to us that year. He turned that team around, and I think we ended up winning 9 games in the last 10 or 11 that were remaining. And yeah, it was good.
What was so special about Paul Terrio? You talked about he was a very serious coach. Just share a little bit about Paul Terrio.
Well, he come to the rink, and you better be already mentally prepared before you got to that rink, because that's what he expected. And if you weren't playing, well, you're going to ride the pine. Didn't matter who you were. And that's the way Paul coached, and it worked for Paul. And it worked for us, obviously.
Season number 4, your final season as a Greyhound, Tim, 78-79 season. The team had lost some players, a bit of a rebuilding stage, but some prominent players come on that year. Paul Coffey was on the team, Tony Buderak, Ian Bedford, Greg Defilis, Hannon, Galazzi, Roach, Gatsos, Goodwin. Boy, still a lot of good players. Paul Terrio, the coach there. Tell us a little bit about year number 4 for yourself as in the red and white.
Yeah, I ended up getting injured, and I didn't play I only played maybe half the season. But yeah, we had Brian and, like you said, Johnny Goodwin, all good hockey players. And we didn't make the playoffs that year. It was a bit of we were playing out of Sioux, Michigan. I believe the Memorial Gardens roof was getting repaired. So it was kind of a mixed up year, but those players went on, and they had a good second year. Tony Buderak, Art Rutland, Dave Hannon, all good hockey players.
I remember, Timmy, as a young person going to the games and watching Mike Roos, and the team made a trade. They got Tony Horvath over yourself. Just the toughness of the Greyhounds. It had to be fearful for a team to come in and play in the old Memorial Gardens here in the Sioux.
Yeah, it was... Those guys were pretty haywire. I got included on that, but I don't know why. But, yeah, a few players would get the Sioux flu come. They were playing in the Sault Ste. Marie, but that was one thing with Motto. We didn't get beat in our own rink. If we did lose, we didn't lose any fights.
I got to ask you, as a young man growing up in the Sioux, who was your favorite Greyhound player when you went to watch the Greyhounds back when? Who might have been your favorite?
I always liked Mike Hordy. He was a good stay-at-home defenseman. And when I broke into the league, who did I get teamed up with was Mike Hordy. And he took me under his wing and showed me a few of the ropes. And, yeah, I would say he was my guy to watch.
How special was it for yourself, Tim, to play at the old Sioux Memorial Gardens? Just the fans were second to none in the Sioux here. It had to be special to be a member of the Hounds and play in front of them.
Oh, for sure. Like, I was lucky. Like you said, I was a hometown boy. You know, I slept in my own bed. Mom made my pregame meal every day. And you walked in the rink before the game, you just had this rush of adrenaline, like, fans are pumped up, and it was good. And then I was lucky enough to spend 4 years in my own hometown. I was an assistant captain, captain of my last year. So, yeah, it was memories you'll never forget.
I asked the players, Timmy, share something funny that happened with the Greyhounds. I'm sure a story that you can tell here on the radio.
there was a lot of entertaining things. Some of the guys have already mentioned some of them. But I think back when my third year, Paul Terrio took us over. And again, like I said, he was a discipline. So he had us weighing in before every practice. And there was one fellow, Mike Boyd, he was tipping the scale a little heavy. So the rule was, if you didn't get down to your 8 or 10 pounds, so you wouldn't be playing on the weekend. So Boydie, he went to work. He was wearing a plastic bag underneath equipment at practice. He was on a stationary bike after practice. And it was getting close to Friday, and he shed a few pounds, but he wasn't down to that weight. So the day before that, the last practice, a couple guys left the ice early and readjusted the scale a bit. So when Boydie stood on the scales, everybody was happy. Paul was happy. He made his weight, and he didn't miss a game, because Boydie was one of our fifth defense, so we didn't want to lose him. So we got away with that one. So at the end of the year, we had our awards banquet, and we unloaded that one on Paul, that we kind of rigged the scale so Boydie could make the games. And Paul smiled, but you could tell he wasn't too impressed that we pulled one over on him.
That's an amazing story. These interviews, always a pleasure to talk with the former players of the Hounds. Yourself got into coaching a little bit with the T-Birds, and tell us a little bit about that, and what led you after Greyhound hockey.
After my fourth year, I didn't get drafted, and I had a couple opportunities to go Toledo Gold Diggers, there was a couple other options, but I pretty well had enough, so I ended up getting a welding apprenticeship in Algoma Steel, so I pursued that. So Abby Caricato again, he said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "Come coach." So I went and gave him a hand, coaching the T-Birds 1 year. Billy Thompson was there with the goaltenders. And then that was the only year I did that, because I ended up on shift and days off during the week. So it just didn't work out.
Well, Timmy, as always, I get the opportunity to thank the players for the great memories in the red and white. The fans, certainly you were a fan favorite here in Sault Ste. Marie, hometown boy, and thanks for the memories in the red and white.
Well, you're more than welcome. You know, I appreciate doing this, and I'd just like to thank the organization for all the years they've hung on to the Sioux here. We almost lost the team one time. But 50 years in OHL, that says something right there. And I'd like to wish the club good luck on the upcoming playoff run and see what they can do.
Thanks, Tim. Great job.
Thank you very much.